What is up, guys? Now listen, this is not a pre-roll from Micro Gym University, so don't fast forward. This is not that. This is even better. Sean Pastuch, the founder of Active Life RX, and myself are putting on a crash course on PT First on March 2nd. That's a Saturday at my gym in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come and meet Sean and me. We're going to have a meet and greet that Friday night. And then that Saturday, we are getting down to business, teaching you guys how to install PT First in your gym. If you already have it, how to go ahead and increase your sales, how to do internal sales with your current members, how to change the culture, how to get your coaches bought in, how to charge, how to pay, everything and everything PT First, we are going to be talking. There is a link in the bio of my Instagram. Go there. Feel free to DM Sean or myself on our respective social media platforms. Guys, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to sit down and jam with you. March 2nd, fucking be there. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. And this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, we have got the NBA All-Star Game is here in my city, the Queen City. There's a lot of Queen Cities. Cincinnati's a Queen City. Charlotte's a Queen City. Anywho, so we got the NBA All-Star Game, and I'm real excited. I'm literally leaving the gym now. I'm going to go grab the booster board. I'm going to ride around the city and get some cool footage of that entire shit show. You got fucking, like, Rick, like, every rapper in the world is down here throwing some kind of party tonight and tomorrow. There's celebrities down here. So visually, I think it's going to look really good on the vlog. Anywho, what I'm talking about, what I want to do is location. Location matters. You all know that, right? It's like a real estate thing, you know, the location three times, like that. It does matter, 100%. Now, when I say location matters, I'll even tell you that, you know, visibility in a macro sense. So location from a macro, big picture, where you're located. Being in Charlotte, North Carolina is going to be a better economical situation for me than if I had set up shop in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, where I went to school. Okay, I'm at the school in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, right? Now, economically for me, based on my aspirations and what I want out of life and the amount of money I want to make, that is, I need to be in a big city for what it is I want to do, okay? A lot of us get set up geographically where we're comfortable, right? We lived somewhere with our wife and our kids, or it's our hometown, or it's just where we ended up, that is our home, and so that's where we set up shop. And then when that happens, though, when you make the conscious decision, I'm opening up a shop in this town, what you are not allowed to say anymore is, man, it sucks because my market won't do this, or the people in my town won't spend this, or the culture here doesn't lend itself well to this. Shut the fuck up. Like, what? Why even bother making that statement? Why point out the obvious? It'd be like if you lived in Alaska and be like, I'm never going to get to wear those cool shorts and flip-flops. Like, yeah, no shit. You live in fucking Alaska, asshole. Like, you guys, do not complain about your geographical location on a macro. We're going to get down to more of a meso and micro in a second. But on the macro, you decided to open up shop there. Like, you literally decided. Well, that's where I'm from. So, you didn't have to open up a business there. You could have done the research and be like, man, I want to open up a brick and mortar fitness facility. This is the model. This is how many people I'm going to have in my building. This is what I'm going to charge. This is how much I'm looking to make. What kind of building size do I need? What kind of client is that? Is that kind of client live here? Okay, if it's not, where is that kind of client? Like, so many of you guys bitch after the fact, like, I'm not as successful as I want to be because of my geographical. Shut the fuck up. You picked the spot. You literally decided. It's like having a paint color and you're all like, yeah, I hate that paint color. Well, then why the fuck did you paint it that color? I don't get it. I just don't get the point of complaining about something you were 100% in control of. Well, no, I wasn't. You know, my family's here. My kids were in school. I just couldn't uproot. Wait, again, you decided to open up a business. You had to have taken into account the actual fucking geographical location. All right. So, like, again, for those of you guys bitching about on the broad macro, the city you're in, the state you're in is not conducive for what you're doing. You deserve to fucking go out of business anyway, in my opinion, because I look at you like, what are you saying? Like, here's a great example. I know that sounds harsh, like you deserve. I obviously don't want you guys to go out of business. I want you guys to fucking do well so goddamn bad, but I'm going to kick you in the face with some reality that if you are in a geographical region that is not conducive to this model that you came up with in your head, your fucking head, right? You didn't do the research. You didn't figure out that that model was not going to work. It wasn't going to be culturally, you know, it wasn't going to be culturally, what's the word? Culturally. It wasn't going to click culturally based on what the fuck you've got going on in that area. So, for example, the rural town markets, small town, you know, Ohio, or small town Ohio, small town fucking, I keep referencing Ohio, small town America, and you want to have a $200 a month price point, that is going to be tough when the AGI, the average adjusted gross income in that town, is $49,000. It's probably not going to work, pal. You need to readjust. You should have done your homework. Okay, let's move on. So that's my kind of piece on that. You need to go ahead and work and make create a model that's going to work for your geographical area. The reason I guess I come on fire on this, I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina and started my company without knowing anyone. Cleveland, Ohio is home. Guys, if I would have stayed in Cleveland, Ohio, I knew everybody. I had ins everywhere. I had family that were police officers and connected. And I knew everyone. That's where I grew up. I could have started a gym in Cleveland, Ohio. And things would have been much different for me from my first 5 years in business. Much different. You know what I did? I went somewhere that I thought was going to be a good area. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, because my Globo Gym job brought me here. And I looked around Charlotte like, holy fuck. This place is prime. This place is going to be great for what I want to do. I chose the location based on what I want to do. I moved to Charlotte from Nashville, Tennessee, and I moved from Nashville from Cleveland. And I love Nashville and I love Cleveland. But when I moved to Charlotte, and I didn't plan to be here long term, this was going to be a short term gig, I was like, fuck it. This is a city I can start a business. I didn't know anyone. I moved here not knowing a fucking soul. Nobody. Not anyone. Just the company that I interviewed with. That was it. No friends, no connections, no anything. And look what I've created. So you've got to pick your geographical spot based on what you think is going to work for your model. And if you're just like, well, this is where I live, I'm going to force the business to work. Yeah, round pegs, square holes, man. I mean, maybe not. So, but just don't complain. That's just it's a huge pet peeve of mine when I hear you guys like blame the geographical region when that's one of the few things we are 100,000% in control of. You could have decided to open up a different model if you have to stay in your town, in your city, in your state, or you could have moved. Right? If you really wanted this business to be as successful as your aspirations are. Now let's move on to the more meso micro element of location. Back in the day, Glassman tells everyone, go grab a warehouse. You don't need visibility. You need high ceilings. You need a standalone building without neighbors, so on and so forth. That was also 2007, guys, 2008, 2009. Like, this is all like a little pre-crash, you know, the economic crash. And then, you know, especially in 2008 and 2009, you could get great, great fucking commercial real estate deals. Amazing ones because of the situation with the economy. Now, what I will say, my location previously for CrossFit South End, I would argue, probably had the best visibility any major metropolitan city, and Charlotte's not a huge city, but I'm putting it up there, could ever have. Like, if you've ever been to my old location, I'll get some footage of it. It literally right off an off-ramp. Like, cars had to sit there and stare at it. Standalone building. A parking lot for tailgating that had over 300 cars in it, you know, every home game. A 30-foot external sign that you could literally see from downtown, from a South End, you know, the neighborhood. It was the perfect, perfect physical location from a visibility standpoint. You have no idea how much drive-by traffic has dropped since we moved. Oh my fucking God. It's down, I don't even give you a giant number, 11 million billion. That's how much it's down. It is fucking ridiculous how many people do not come in and their origin or procurement is, oh, I drove by. Now, some still do, but girl, whatever the fuck. It is literally, like, that was my number one origin of procurement back in the day. We didn't spend a dollar on advertising. Oh, I drove past it. I walked past it when I was tailgating. I've seen it from my skyline from work. Like, physical location was our main origin of procurement. If you've never watched my origin of procurement videos, highly recommend you do that. You'll fucking learn something. So check it.
that physical location was a much better physical location than where I am now. Obviously, you guys have heard me. I bought the building I bought not because it's great for a gym. It's shitty for a gym. It's great for real estate. And that's, you know, for my real estate company, it's a great fucking move. It is a blockbuster move. But for a gym perspective, it's not great yet. In another 3 years, it'll be really fucking good. Our economics will change completely. You know, we literally are projecting to be able to double our monthly revenue within 3 years because of the development and the visibility that will happen down there. But again, like others, I now have to rely on really good digital visibility. But I will say, your meso or micro, however you want to look at that, location does matter. Now, if you're in the back of an industrial park, you just have to have a great digital storefront. Your Google reviews and your Google features need to be updated constantly. Maybe you fuck with the Google Pixel when you're running ads. Your Facebook, your Instagram, your Yelp, your everything needs to be stellar because your digital storefront is how people are going to find you if they can't see you all the time. For those of you guys in retail locations, high visibility locations, again, you have that benefit. But what do you do with it? Joe, and it's funny, Joe is coming on the podcast. We're doing another episode of Jamming with Joe tonight. Joe went up to New York City, and he just went up there for a trip. Joe likes to go up there. He's got family up in New York, but he went up to New York City to walk around. And if you ever want to like really get a marketing fucking infusion, go to New York City and walk around and see a city that is so goddamn loud, so much distraction. How does the window shops, the signs in front of the buildings, the signs that are on the street to lure you into a shop? Go there, because that place represents, in my opinion, it's like Facebook. There's so much distracting shit in Facebook. There's just inputs everywhere. How do you get someone to recognize yours? And so when Joe was there, he's calling me, you know, every couple hours, because he walked by something like, shit, dude, this grabbed my attention, and this is why, holy fuck, we need to put this in at Urban. And I listened to that, and I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to do our thing and morph it to fit my brand. But that is such a great comparison to me, is New York City to what it is like on social media. Even when you're in a good, visible retail location, you still have to stand out. Being on a main street isn't enough. What are you doing differently? You guys have seen my video where we did the flag signs, and me and Freddie went out and we put out the yard signs all over the place. Like, you still, physical location type marketing, traditional marketing, paper marketing, sign marketing is still a thing. So this is kind of where I was going with this. I'm real jazzed up because my geographical location, Charlotte, North Carolina, is one of the most prosperous cities in the country right now. But that's not by accident. Well, it's not by accident. Not like I had anything to do with that. But what I'm saying is I didn't accidentally choose Charlotte, right? Charlotte didn't choose me. I chose Charlotte because I wanted to build a business and I recognize an opportunity here. Those of you guys who let the city, and you're gonna try to fit a model inside of a city that doesn't work, you might wanna go ahead and fuck it, give me a call. We can talk about maybe how to revamp your model based on your city or based on what the reality of the culture is. Maybe we just need to reset your expectations. Who knows? Maybe your city actually can't afford the thing or wants to do the thing. You just have no fucking idea how to story tell it, but that's for a completely different podcast. I hope you got something out of this. Have a great fucking day. Sean Pastuch will be at my place March 2nd, PT first. I'm sure there was some pre-roll on it, but I'm hitting you fuckers with it here too as well. Anyway, guys, fucking love you. Much love. Talk to you soon. Peace.